This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now here's your host, David Wolf.
Our guest on this edition is a believer that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Ernie Vargas is the co-founder of ProbateFox.com. The company helps everyday people learn and profit from a special niche market in real estate called probate. Ernie believes there's tremendous opportunity in this untapped niche and joins us on the line from Los Angeles to tell us more about what probate property is and where the opportunities lie. Ernie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So just to start the segment, what is probate?
Probate is a legal procedure that occurs when somebody passes away and there needs to be a distribution of their assets, assets meaning both personal and real. What I focus on is the real estate.
Okay, great. So it's basically when someone deceases, there's this process that happens. How did you originally get involved with the whole matter of understanding and researching probate? How did this come about for you personally?
Oh, well, I've been in the real estate investing market for over 10 years. And one day I came across a foreclosure whose owner had already passed away. House was vacant. It was a tremendous opportunity.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how to deal with the dead person. And so that led me into the world of probate.
And when you're in the real estate space, this is obviously a very different prospect than simply putting an offer in. Let's talk a little bit about real property itself. That's the space you're really focused on. What do we misunderstand or tend to not understand about the process of buying probate real estate?
Well, it's certainly an untapped market. It's a market that not a lot of real estate investors, agents, and even brokers know about. When people want to pursue real estate investing or discounted property, everybody knows about foreclosures.
Yeah.
But I rarely ever find the person who knows what probate is or even how to go about it. So it's a market with a lot of opportunity for a lot of property acquisition. And, you know, to be quite honest with you, not only real, I mean, real is definitely where the big, you know, the big money ticket is, but there are a lot of other properties under what we call personal property. I've been able to buy antique vehicles. I've been able to buy entire estates with all the furnishings. So it's incredible. You find a lot of things under probate, a lot of hidden treasure.
If I were to ask, what kinds of discounts are possible? Let's take real estate, for example. But give us a sense. Do you have a case study you can share where you located a property and then take us from there? What kind of discounts can you expect?
Oh, yeah. Discounts are tremendous. They're anywhere from as little as 10% to as high as 40, 50%. You know, and it just all depends on a case by case. But I have a lot of case studies. I'll give you one, for example, that I just dealt with recently. And this was a property in Los Angeles that I purchased at $40,000, and the value was maybe only at about $150,000. But the incredible opportunity here was that the homeowner, or rather not the home, well, the homeowner had already passed away, as you know.
Yeah.
But the heir, the living heir to this property, was out of state. He was in Arkansas. And he really didn't want to deal with this property that was far away from him, and he had no knowledge of that state, meaning California, and how to go about this property. The way he dealt with this is he said, Ernie, please, if you can just take this property off my hand, I know that you're going to want a deep discount. And I understand that, you know, I don't want to have to clean this property up. I don't want to have to fix this property. I don't want to do anything with it. If you can just take this off my hands and remove this probate away from me as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And the reason that people are so motivated is because probate is really it's a very stressful thing for people to deal with. You see, most people already have a full-time life going on. They either have a job, a wife, children, you know, so many things to manage, a business, whatever it may be. In his case, he was already retired, so you would think that he has a lot of time, but he said, on the contrary, he says, I don't have a lot of time for this. He says, I'm enjoying my retirement now. Why do I want to deal with this? So his reaction was, go ahead and buy this property off of me, and the sooner the better. And that's how I was able to buy that property at a deep discount. And I get so many more like that. It's basically, when you're dealing with probate, people have this tendency to let go of things a lot faster and a lot easier than when they're in foreclosure. When people are in foreclosure, for example, they worked hard for that property. They've put all their time and energy and resources to acquire a property. And to be losing a property is a really horrible experience versus when you're in probate, you're not losing anything. You're gaining. Somebody's just willed over to you a property. And, and it's basically free money.
Yeah, that's a great distinction to draw between the foreclosures and the probate property. We're visiting with Ernie Vargas. He's the CEO of ProbateFox.com, specializing in probate real and personal property acquisition. Ernie, you have a system that you've developed for helping investors learn about the process. How does the system work?
I've worked with people for many years, and I've trained a lot of local investors and agents and brokers in the area. And often I get people from other states that ask me if I could help them so that they can pursue the probate market in their home state. And so just recently I developed a system basically where I put all of my knowledge and experience into a system, including marketing, telephone scripts, and so many other things that people can take and utilize so that they can focus on their probate niche in their backyard.
Is it different from state to state? Does it widely vary in terms of the process?
You know, it's not really too much different. To be honest with you, the hardest state to work probate in is California. There's a lot more legalities. There's a lot more technicalities. Every other state is a lot easier. But yeah, pretty much they are the same. And I've worked probate in different states, by the way. Being that I live in California, I've obviously worked probate throughout the entire state of California. But I have acquired probate real estate in Indiana, Ohio, Oregon, Nevada, and even New Mexico.
Wow. It sounds like you yourself have developed quite a portfolio.
I have.
Excellent. So for a newcomer to your system, how can folks get a hold of you if they're interested in learning more?
Yeah, they can go over to probatefox.com. There's a free video series that I give away for people to become introduced to probate and to learn about what probate is and to even learn a little bit more. If people are a beginner in the real estate market, the program is specifically tailored towards them. If they're more in the intermediate or in the advanced category, we also have a program that is tailored towards that person. So especially as the majority of people in the real estate business and in the real estate market don't know anything about probate, they would be quite impressed.
Okay, excellent. I guess this is a course. How is it administered? Do you do one-on-one coaching, or tell us a little bit about the dynamics of the learning process?
Well, they get a home study course, and after that there is a live seminar where myself and a couple of other individuals that I work with sit and teach and train these people. And we oftentimes, depending on the size of the group, go to the courthouse and we teach them hands-on on how to research probate cases and how to find them. And then we come back to the office and we sit with them and teach them how to do skip tracing to find these phone numbers to be able to communicate with them via telephone. And we go over a marketing campaign. And we close it with a tour of some of the live properties that we have so that they can see the important things that they need to understand when they're acquiring real estate and when they're adding value and rehabbing for a resale.
I would imagine, too, that this requires a certain amount of sensitivity to a situation where a relative has died and you're dealing with the survivors.
That's true. That is very true. A lot of people in the real estate industry, I find, are pretty sensitive and courteous and polite to others. But sometimes I come across an individual or two out there in the marketplace that doesn't know how to be sensitive to others.
Yeah.
In probate especially, you do need to understand that somebody has had a passing of a loved one. And you just need to understand that they're going through a very, very sensitive time in their life. At the same time, however, because they have filed a petition for probate, meaning they have begun the probate process, it indicates that they are ready to take action on the sale of the estate of the property. So when you're calling them, yes, be sensitive, but also do understand that your call will be a welcome call.
You really are solving a problem for them, aren't you?
You really are. You really are. It's just amazing. The response that I get from people when I ask, are you interested in selling the real estate? 9 out of 10, the answer is absolutely yes.
When you look at the world of probate property, and I'm speaking about real estate primarily here, Are there particular types of, well, property types? Are they mostly single-family dwellings, for example? Or do you find that you can get into a multifamily situation as well, or even a commercial property?
Oh, well, yeah. Not only can you find the single-family homes and other personal properties as we talked about, but yes, multi-units are definitely a common occurrence, 1 to 4 units, and then we have commercial real estate as well. As a matter of fact, this past week, in the file that I was just delivered by my researcher, there were 3 apartment buildings here in the Los Angeles area.
Wow.
So, yeah, we find many things, from liquor stores to motels, big commercial buildings. Yeah, the opportunities are just incredible. They really are.
Now, once you acquire these, and this is probably much like a foreclosure after you've acquired the property, what are the options for strategies? You can buy it and hold it and rehab it. You can resell it. You can rent it. How do you approach training folks to sort of make that decision? I know it's very individual, but how do you approach that?
We teach people the different opportunities and the different strategies.
Okay.
You know, in real estate, there are various strategies. It all depends what you want. Are you the person who wants to buy and hold real estate for long-term cash flow? Are you trying to build yourself a portfolio? Well, if that's the case, the beautiful thing about probate is that you're buying it at a discount, so it's going to cash flow from day one. Another thing in probate is that you're able to exercise these creative techniques and these creative strategies that I know a lot of people have heard of and maybe even worked in the last cycle, meaning the last market. Majority of people believe that today's market is upside down, and that is true in the foreclosure game. Most properties are overvalued, they're overleveraged. In probate, I'd say the majority of properties are either free and clear or they have plenty of equity. So that's an opportunity to come in and have that seller owner finance that property for you, the buyer. So that's a perfect opportunity for somebody who wants to buy and rent these properties out. There's a lot of cash flow. We also teach them about the opportunity of coming in, buying, and reselling for a quick profit.
Yeah.
And whether that means wholesaling to another investor, meaning just picking up a contract and basically assigning or selling that contract to another individual for just a quick little profit, anywhere between $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, or do they want to maximize that profit? Now, I always caution people with that, because when you're taking a property on and you're going to rehab and you're going to maybe add square footage, or if you're going to go into that arena, it's a little bit more of an advanced technique. And I always caution people to be careful, have the right team in place, because if they don't have the experience of rehabbing a property, they can get stuck with the wrong piece of real estate. And that would not be fun.
Yeah. No, you enter a whole new world when you're making modifications to an existing property, don't you?
Exactly. And we're here for people to be able to talk to and just rub our heads together and find solutions and strategies for them so that they can have a successful outcome.
Ernie, I wanted to ask you about the financing part to all this. Are these typically transactions that require cash down?
All real estate acquisition requires cash down unless there is some type of owner financing or if the property is in foreclosure. I just finished with a property that was a reverse mortgage, foreclosure, probate, all in one.
That's a complicated transaction.
Yeah, it sounds it. You know, it's so funny. It sounds it, but it really isn't. But whenever I come across properties that are in probate and that are in foreclosure, those are perfect opportunities for no money down acquisition.
So it does happen where you could have a zero, you know, and I'm asking in an environment where mortgages are tightened and banks are risk adverse. And so to ask, are there opportunities where you can buy property without cash? They're rare in the world anyway, aren't they?
There really is. It's incredible.
It sounds like it can happen, but it's maybe a rarity.
Again, if it's a property that you just want to come in and buy and resell, and you're offering a all-cash scenario, it's not difficult to find money, which is another thing that we teach people, is how to raise your capital to be able to buy real estate. Let's face it, majority of people don't have money to get started, but I always ask people to please not let that stop them. When I got started in real estate, I had no money. I had absolutely none.
So how'd you do it?
But I had that desire.
How did you find the money in your own case?
Oh, well, you know, I went out and I talked to a few people that I knew had money. Some of them had a free and clear property, and at the time, home equity lines of credit were fairly easy to acquire. Other ways were people that had cash in their bank account. And so I was really able to raise a lot of capital through private parties.
Yeah.
So just talking about the opportunities that I had, I showed them what I was doing. I took them out to properties. I let them see what I was not only talking about, but I also let them see and touch it. And they really understood that there was an opportunity to have a good return on their money.
Are there many companies doing what you do? And really, you're in two businesses. One is you train others to do what you do in a sort of a duplication way, and you charge them a fee for that, but you also acquire properties. But are there many companies doing probate acquisitions or teaching people to do them?
There is not. It's amazing. And I'm so surprised because... It really isn't any more difficult than any other niche, whether it be, you know, short sales, which are pretty popular these days, or REOs, which are the bank-owned property.
Right.
Acquiring property through probate is not even one bit more difficult than any other. Than any of these other
interesting.
People.
It just requires a sort of this discovery at the courthouse and understanding how to sift through the information to find the leads that can convert to an acquisition.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, it's the knowledge. It's just basically knowing where and how.
Fascinating stuff. What an interesting business model. Unusual. Ernie Vargas, expert in the area, has been our guest. He's the CEO of ProbateFox.com, and that's where you would go for more information.
Sure, and there's also an email, info@ProbateFox.com.
Okay.
info@ProbateFox.com.
All right, terrific. So that's the best way. Ernie Vargas, thanks so much for joining us on the program, and best of luck to you training others to do the same.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.